This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big news of the day, and when I say big, I mean, about 40% of all global trade. It came bright and early this morning from Atlanta, Georgia. Negotiators there working on the Trans-Pacific Partnership wrapped up more than 5 years of talks just as the sun was coming up. There was a battle down to the wire over sugar and dairy, cars as well, all the usual stuff you find in a big trade deal. The TPP covers services as well, though, and e-commerce, data transfers, and this is important, a relatively new class of medicines. They're called biologics, and it was the debate over them that almost derailed the whole thing. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what biologics are and why they were such a sticking point.
Combine an emotional issue, like access to medicine, with a powerful industry like pharmaceuticals, and you've got trade talk drama. Judith Rios with Doctors Without Borders says even defining biologics is tricky.
It really covers many of the new medical tools, medical products, including not only drugs, but also vaccines.
The issue for TPP negotiators was actually an intellectual property one. It's a little wonky. How long should drug makers get the exclusive rights to the clinical data needed to get their drugs approved before makers of generics can follow suit? Current U.S. law is 12 years, but some TPP countries have 0 years of protections, others 5 or 8. Doctors Without Borders is worried about the cost of drugs in the developing world and wanted the TPP to knock all its countries down to zero.
One more year of monopolistic protection will mean one less year of access to generics and competition, therefore higher prices.
But many name-brand pharmaceutical companies wanted the opposite, to bring all TPP countries up to 12 years. Patrick Kilbride with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce points to the cost companies incur to develop these drugs.
So to keep that pipeline of new medicines going, you need that incentive, that period of exclusivity that lets them recoup their investment and then go on to make the next breakthrough.
In the end, TPP negotiators didn't agree on one overarching system. The U.S. can keep its 12 years. Other countries will have at least 5 years, perhaps more. Ishwar Prasad, a trade policy professor at Cornell University, says the compromise shows just how hard this issue was.
Clearly, it was important for them to recognize the political constraints related to this issue within each country, but it was also very important for them to move forward on this deal.
In the end, he says, it's remarkable negotiators finally came to an agreement at all. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.